Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that's going to go through this checklist and see if she taught her kids these 21 things for a successful life. Are you feeling nervous?
I am nervous, yeah.
Okay, you know, this first one on the list, I thought this was interesting, ability to sell and negotiate. And I'm thinking, you know what? All these Girl Scout cookies, things that we sell, you know what? Yeah. That really is something we ought to make, you know, because we'll bring the sign-up sheet to work. Anybody wants cookies. And we think the whole idea is to raise money for the Girl Scouts. Well, it is a side effect. But there is a number of salespeople who have been trained over the years selling FFA, fruit. Cookies.
Cookie dough. There was one time when Zane was supposed to sell cookie dough for something he was involved in. And I didn't know he did this after school. He literally went all the way up Fifth Street door to door.
There you go.
And he came home with all that. I was like, where did you get all these orders? He's like, well, I went and sold cookie dough. And he had done it on his own. Of course, then when the cookie dough came in, we had lots of cookie dough to deliver.
Sure.
But that was fine because it was kind of all in a line, you know, where he had sold. But it was people I didn't even know that he sold to. But
well, you know what? I mean, I'm going to put us on the map, I guess, is any young kid that comes to the door selling anything, I buy.
You'll buy it. Right.
And
because they came themselves.
Because they came themselves. And I don't care if I even ever get it.
Right.
But they came and asked themselves.
You're making the donation, and that's the important part.
I'm really now. I'm trying to encourage a young American to be strong enough to walk up to a door, ring a doorbell.
Talk to a stranger.
That's kind of like on Halloween. I won't give them the candy till they say...
Trick or treat.
To say trick or treat.
I have a friend who won't buy fundraising items unless the kid comes to their door and sells it themselves.
No.
They won't. If mom just puts it on Facebook and says, hey, we need some orders for this.
Oh, I won't.
She won't do it.
No.
So,
ability to convey what you're thinking and feeling. And so that's, you know, and you can start that when a kid is 5 years old.
Right.
It's like, well, what do you... thinking instead of just being frustrated. Ability to manage time effectively. Georgie, you're going to be late. Well, let Georgie be late a time or two. And let him have the consequence. You're going to miss the bus. Well, it's a long walk, Georgie.
We had to do that with one of our kids one time. Had to walk all the way to the middle school. And was upset.
And they might be late for school, but you know what? There's got to be consequences. They learn. And the point is it's like, that's what you're there as a parent, is to teach lifelong skills. You're not there to make good kids. You're there to make good adults. So ability to break a process down into small steps. I suppose maybe doing puzzles.
Analytical thinking.
And some ways of doing analytical thinking. Ability to adapt and improvise. I hear this regularly and I love it. Some kid will say, what am I supposed to do? And the parent will say, figure it out. Figure it out, George.
Think it through.
So, think it through. And it's like, well, what if I'm wrong? Then you're going to have to do it over. But think it through. And you know what? It's a lot easier to fix a kid's failure when he's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 than when he's 25, 35, or 45.
And I think just teaching kids to be problem solvers.
Absolutely.
Like you said, adapt and figure it out.
Figure
be a problem solver instead of just freaking out over what's happening. Stop and think about, well, what do we do next?
This is pretty good. Ability to read, understand, and memorize. Now, I don't know about the memorize, but, you know, when you're assembling something at home, maybe you should assemble it with the kid reading the instructions and or you reading them to them, and it'll take five times longer than if you did it yourself. But it'll be a great exercise. In how to make this happen. Ability to walk away.
That's a good one.
That's a, you know, I never had heard that before, but, you know, I've always wondered on that ability to walk away, though. Did I quit just before I was successful?
I guess, you know, to me, I was thinking more walking away from a fight or a conflict.
Maybe that's what they meant.
That's the way I took it. Instead of engaging with someone that you know it's not going to go anywhere but south,
just walk away. That's probably what they are talking about. Ability to stay positive and optimistic. That's a tough one, and it's certainly a life skill that would serve them well. But everybody's wired a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, some people wake up in the morning and they're just optimistic.
They're chipper. Yeah, they're just chipper, cheery people from the get-go, and then there's others it takes a while. So.
Yeah. Ability to make decisions based on facts and not emotions. This is a great one.
That is a good one.
And that varies with people, too. Some people get so emotional so fast that then they're clouded by, they don't bother me with facts. This is how I feel. Well, right. I don't care how you feel. This is the fact.
It's really good, I think, to have a policy of giving yourself time to think something over or calm down a little or decide before you draft the email, but don't send it. Wait until the next day and then look again and see if you really want to send that email or really want to, you know.
I used to give people decisions immediately that they wanted a decision, and then the next day it's like, I should have thought that through. So then maybe 10 years ago, I went more to, well, I'll get back to you tomorrow. And a lot of times the next day it was a different answer than I need the answer right now. Well, then you should have asked me yesterday.
Right. Give me some time.
Give me some time. If, you know, just because you used up all my time doesn't mean that you get more.
I have dealt with people in my life and in my workplace that wanted that quick decision. And sometimes it's like, you know, hey, just a minute. If I give you the decision right now, give you the answer right now, it might not be right.
Right.
You need to let me look at this and decide, you know, and figure it out first and then get back to you. So give me some time.
Yeah, because really, what would somebody rather have? A fast decision
or a wrong answer.
A wrong answer. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I've just realized that this was 21 things, but I only have 11 of them.
Uh-oh, you forgot to.
Well, whatever happened to the other?
You forgot to print the last.
I'm thinking, wow, we're getting through these 21 fairly quickly. So ability to write words to persuade and influence others. The one thing that has surprised me over the years, the class that I used the most the rest of my life was Comp 2 in college.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, the Comp 1 and 2 are throwaway classes. I mean, it's just, I have to get this credit. They make me do it. I'm not going to learn a thing. And my Comp 2 was probably the second most difficult class I took in college.
They're difficult ones, yeah.
And I use it all the time. I can still hear Mrs. Winifred when I'm writing with certain things.
There's nothing that drives me crazier, too, than looking at Facebook posts and where people are putting things on for their businesses, even, and there's errors, there's punctuation errors, there's spelling errors, there's, you know, and it's like, gosh, how did
I know,
you not,
but I
you know?
Will tell you, the worst editor you have is yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to reread your own stuff. I used to be terrible, and now I'm maybe a C student on rereading my stuff and looking for punctuation, spelling, capitalization, and that sort of
thing. Well, I think just rereading it before you post it would be...
You know, the one that I have a terrible time with on lots of writing is, it's like, we cannot do this, but I leave out the not. Oh my gosh, it changes everything.
There's a t-shirt about punctuation saving lives, and it's something about something eating grandma, and I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, let's eat, comma, grandma, or let's eat grandma. And it's, you know, punctuation saves lives. But anyway,
I laugh about that one. Almost every time I write cannot, I almost break out in a sweat because I have...
Am I writing this correctly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the last one, which is number of 11 of the 21...
We'll have to do the other 10 another time.
Yeah, well, I have no idea where they're at, though. So, ability to speak in front of a large audience.
Yeah.
And I thought, really? But, you know, the thing that just surprised the heck out of me, I was not a 4-H kid. But my wife was. And so we ended up being 4-H leaders for the Mulberry Busy Bees. And I was so amazed watching these little kids. I think you come in at 7. And they're in with everything clear up to high school seniors in this meeting. And so, you know, I have recreation today, and so reach under your chair, and if you have a yellow piece of paper, you get a piece of candy.
Uh-huh.
And that's their first start.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. And then the next year they do a demonstration.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, this is how I make biscuits out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right. Something that simple.
But it's okay, but they, because it's,
that's
yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's and then the that. Next year they make biscuits from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year it's a cake. And the next year it's a wedding cake. And it's just,
yeah,
it's just amazing to watch that growth. And it just comes from a little bit of practice.